Next, we have North Carolina Central head coach Daryl Bullock. Good morning, Coach Bullock.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, first, I would love to welcome you to our weekly football teleconference, Coach.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, let's get right to it. This week, you took over the reins for the North Carolina Central Eagle football team. Can you talk about your thoughts on this transition?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind since I found out yesterday morning. It's been a whirlwind meeting with the captains, meeting with the coaches. There has been, you know, the transition has been fast, but, you know, time will wait for no one, and Bethune-Cookman is that time that's not waiting.
Speaking of no waste of time, Coach, let's talk a little bit about last week's game against Georgia State. You guys did lose it in a close one in overtime. Can you talk about that game?
Yeah, another tough loss. We were very proud of our players and our team in the fourth quarter because what we did is we came back in the game and went ahead. We lost the lead and then came back with 55 seconds left and tied the game up. And I was especially happy for Frank Cardelli, our kicker, because he had a tough week the week before, and he took it upon himself very hard. I was very happy that he hit the field goal to send it in overtime.
Looking ahead, this week you'll face a very hot MEAC Bethune-Cookman team. Can you talk about that matchup?
Well, first thing we did with the 14th ranked team in the country that's undefeated leading the MEAC was we hit the pause button on our DVD players because they're so fast. There's such a blur out there, all that maroon and gold or whatever, the maroon and yellow, that we had to slow it down so we could see where they were sometimes. So our first concern is their speed. They definitely play with a lot of confidence and a swagger. They play fast. All right, and in our preparations, we are going to prepare fast so we can meet the challenge.
Well, thanks, Coach. That concludes all of my questions. If I can ask you to stay on the line for any additional questions from the media.
Thank you for the media. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. We'll go first to Joe Johnson with Durham Herald Sun.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Joe Johnson with the Herald Sun.
Good morning, Joe.
I just want to chat with this. This is my first opportunity to interact with you since you were named coach. I just want to had a couple of questions about the challenges that you see taking over midseason like this.
Well, it's definitely a challenge. I don't look at it as a personal challenge. It's more the focus is on the program, and it's about our players. It's about sending our seniors out the right way. We have a talented football team. And we have every confidence that we'll perform well throughout the rest of the year.
I want to follow up on that. You know, with the play that you had last week, you're missing a couple of players on offense. I guess the biggest one being Michael at quarterback. What is his status for this weekend?
We hope to get him back this week. I'd still say at best right now he's questionable. All right, but we do hope he returns.
Thank you. We'll go next to Ty Miller with SBN Sports.
Hey, Coach Bullock. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, Coach. What is it like replacing someone you worked so closely with the past couple of years?
It's tough. It is because you develop a relationship. When you work with somebody day in and day out and being the assistant head coach, you know, I felt like I developed, you know, even a tighter relationship maybe with Coach Rising. But, you know, the only thing you can do in this business, because it is a business, is look forward and not look back.
Coach, I understand the university wants to hire a full-time coach sometime around in January. Are you considering yourself as a candidate for the permanent job?
I have aspirations to be a head coach. And so, yeah, I do consider myself to be someone who would be a candidate for the job. Okay, but it's a 5-game audition. I mean, you know, let's cut from the chase. It's a 5-game audition for our coaches and our players.
Well, you start with this first game against the Wildcats, Coach, a team that's leading in almost every offensive and defensive category in the conference in terms of what they do in the MEAC. What are the chinks in the armor, if there are any, that you've been able to see?
We haven't seen any yet at this early point in the week. I expect when they get off the bus on Friday and get on our campus, they'll be in no-huddle mode on offense even when they get off the bus. I wonder if they go to the bathroom quicker than everyone else, because they are a very fast team, and they're an aggressive team. So, you know, we're going to try to take advantage of their aggressiveness at times on defense. But, you know, when we watch them offensively, they, you know, with their no-huddle style, it's causing people problems in the conference.
Coach, coming from your perspective, being an offensive line coach yourself, what is it that you can bring to the table that may be a little bit different that could help the Eagles?
We're going to prepare differently. We're going to prepare faster in practice, and the reward will be, and you know, it's a perfect week to do it because of Bethune-Cookman's no-huddle offense, and the reward will be if we practice fast and practice well, there'll be no conditioning at the end of practice, because at the end of 2 hours and 15 minutes, they'll be so tired because of the increased number of reps they've gotten and everything, every drill and everything we do, that they'll be gassed. They'll be ready to come off the field then.
Coach, during this transition, does it help that the game is being played in your place as opposed to being played on the road this week?
Great question. No doubt about it. We're 2-2 at home. We've had great fan attendance. We've been overflowed. We've sold out a couple games. And our fan support has been really good. And there's no doubt about it. The comforts of home will definitely help us out this week.
Final question for me, Coach. What may be the biggest difference that the fans and even the team may notice this week when North Carolina Central takes to the field?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. I don't know what the difference will be, because we're going to run our offense. All right. It might be a little different philosophy, but we're going to run our offense, and our defense won't be changing much either. So that's a really good question. You have me pondering, but I guess I'd say the bottom line is our whole emphasis is finishing. So if there are fans and the media, we're going to see a difference this week. The emphasis is finishing the game, finishing the play, finishing to the echo of the whistle, finishing the game.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Kimberly Cartwright with WNCU Radio Durham.
How you doing today, Coach, and thank you for the interview. I'd like to know what has been some of the responses from some of the players after the transition?
You know, they were shocked about the sudden transition, but they've been very positive. We have strong senior leadership, and there's a strong desire on this team to send the seniors out the right way. They've done everything they've been asked pretty much in this program since they got here. Our three captains all got here in 2006, and there's a definite stride. I mean, it's 5 short years ago we won the Black College National Championship. And there is definitely a strive to return to greatness and to restore the tradition.
Coach Risen issued a statement to WRAL, a local television station, about lack of facility and support at North Carolina Central University. And if what he's saying is true, won't you be in the same situation, and what's your overall response to what he said?
Universities, athletic departments all over the country have challenges, and we have challenges like anyone else. But every year since I've been here, things have gotten better. So, you know, the transition with us, you know, started in 2007, and I got hired, you know, early on that very first year of the transition. Every year things have gotten better. And, you know, you talk about our new turf put in last season. You talk about a new scoreboard. You know, one of the first things Coach Rose said 2 weeks ago when Hampton came here to me is, man, you know, this place looks really good. You know, I mean, because whether the MEAC schools are familiar with our stadium or not, all right, they're seeing it and they're saying, okay, this looks pretty good. People see the potential, and we have great potential to have a great Division I program, not just in football, but athletics, period, just based off our location And based off our academic success and integrity and being highly ranked as one of the best black college, historical black colleges academically.
Okay, so what are some of the first things that you're doing in preparation for the game for Bethune-Cookman and raising the morale with the students?
First thing I did was meet with the captains. I wanted to let them know the changes I wanted to make and how we're preparing. And I also wanted to hear their take on what they thought we needed to do to be successful here on out the rest of the season. That was the first thing I did. And then I met with each and every coach and gave them my expectations and asked them, you know, what they thought we needed to do to be better. And then this morning at 6:15, we had a team meet nice and early. Wanted to get them out of bed, make sure that when we got done with our meeting at 7:15, they're off to breakfast and class. And, we just gave the expectations for the rest of the season and to let them know that we everything we do, we're going to do it excellent. Study hall, training room, weight room, and on the field in practice.
So was Coach Risen at that meeting? Was he able to address the students?
You know, yesterday it was you know, the day was fall break for us. So, unfortunately, because a lot of our players weren't here and Monday's our off day, Coach Risen did not get an opportunity to talk to the team.
Okay, that's all I have. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Denal Ware with Box to Row.
Hey, Coach Bullock, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
How did the players take the – I mean, it was a tough loss, you know, obviously to Georgia State in overtime. How did the players kind of react to the loss, and how do you bounce back from that going into this Bethune-Cookman game?
Lots of emotion in the locker room after the game in the Georgia Dome. It was tough. It was tough emotionally. But in this profession, you take 24 hours to celebrate the win or the loss, and then you got to move forward. And our young people, many times young people are more resilient than us folks with gray hairs in our head. So they are eager, you know, to play the best team in our conference right now, Bethune-Cookman Wildcats.
Do you now, take over in terms of as a offensive coordinator, so to speak, or calling the plays?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am assuming that duty.
What do you kind of, you know, 2-4, and the press release read that, it's been a slow start, a couple of back-to-back 4-7 seasons. What do you kind of attribute this year to the 2-4 start?
You know, we've had some tough losses, some tough losses in fourth quarters of games. But here's what I attribute it to: getting reps in practice. So we're going to practice faster. There's going to be a clock that the players will be able to see. All right, and it will all be about the pressure of getting ready for the next play. And with getting more repetitions, I think that will put them in more game-like situations and put them in faster game situations, all right, because we're going to practice faster. And I think it gives us a better opportunity to win.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Jason Jennings with WRAL-TV.
Yeah, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Coach, if you can, to the best of you know, why is Coach Risen not the coach anymore?
That's a good question, but I don't know. I'm not the evaluator of the program from a standpoint of head coach. All right, my goal was focusing on the team and focusing on my position and focusing on being the assistant head coach to Coach Risen. So my focus is forward because with the transition, we have enough to do to prepare, all right, and make Eagle Nation proud this Saturday.
Is there anything that led you to believe, maybe even within this past week, that you might be in this position as an interim coach?
No. You know, in this profession, you're always aware and know that, you know, when you lost more games than you won, and you get towards the end of a contract, that, you know, as coaches, you know, the job could be tenuous, and so you're always aware of that, okay? But if you coach to that or prepare to that, all right, then you won't be successful, in my opinion. I mean, it's just like we have 5 weeks, you know, we have 5 weeks left in the season, and I promise you, I'm not concerned about whether I will be the permanent head coach. My concern is our team getting better every week and playing to the best of its ability.
What's the fan base been like during this process? I mean, did you feel a transition could be coming?
No. Like I said, you're always aware that there's pressure to win. All right, that's the business. Okay, you know, any foresight on knowing this was going to happen? No, I didn't know this was going to happen. And like I said, you know, the transition has been what's consumed our staff. You know, and not what's happened in the past.
What's been the hardest part about this transition?
Just finding enough time in the day to make sure, you know, the goals that we have as a staff, and the differences that I'm implementing in preparation, that everybody understands them, because communication is the key.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Chris Hess with Campus Echo.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, first off, congratulations on the promotion. And I just wanted to ask you, what's the mindset of the team with a coaching change like this midway through the season?
The look, besides being sleepy this morning at 6:15 a.m., the look I saw on the team was excitement. They're winners. They want to win. They want to send the seniors out the right way. And I think playing the number one team in the MEAC really helps return their focus right away.